Simin Kofei Ches, Tif Ches Uriot, and Kofei Tech. Reuven Bartfeld and his wife were having a Shal Shet Tzuda. Now it was Shabbos, right before Rosh Chodesh. Matzei Shabbos was Rosh Chodesh. And Reuven was so happy that he was learning in Kaplan's Chabura that he knew the Halachos. He knew the Halachos. And he told his wife beforehand, make sure that we shouldn't get into an issues of having shalashis. And not only that, he even davened mincha early. He davened the 1:30 mincha gedolah, so we shouldn't get into any problems of started the suda early. And he says, just make sure to don't eat pots after shkia. If you don't eat pots after shkia, then we don't get into questions. If you eat bread, challah, after shkia, then you're getting into questions. You start your suda before shkia, you finish after shkia, you start during Shabbos, you finish during Shredish. What are you supposed to say? You're supposed to say Yotzei, you're supposed to say Yalav. So just finish your suda, just finish the suda before and that pass before and then finish whatever you have afterwards. Unfortunately, Reuven's wife did not learn in the Chabur. She did not learn in the Chabur. So she said, don't have pass, don't have pass. She didn't have pass. However, she did have mezainas afterwards, pass the Baba Kisson, she did have afterwards. According to the Magen Avraham, if you have a shear of pass the Baba Kisson afterwards, it's mistar after everything else that you had in the suda. And Mamela, she lechura now turned her pas of a kissin into pas that she has to bench on. Lechura, she's having a kviyas here. She got had pas at the beginning, but right now she's turning her pas of a kissin into pas. What are you supposed to do now? So he says, I know what to do. I know what to do. I just say with say. I finish pas. You have to find for it. Go look up the Mishnah Berurah of Peches. So she goes to look up the Mishnah Berurah of Peches. And Mishnah Berurah actually doesn't bring down all the shittas, but there are three shittas here. What a person is supposed to do when he started his suda before Shabbos, on Shabbos, and continue Matzei Shabbos. There's the shittas Magen Avraham, Vahar B'Achreinim that they hold. You only do what you're up to right now. Yalav Yovei. However, the Taz says no. You started your suda one time, you finished your suda another time, you suda span two different time periods. Say both. Say what say and say Yalav Yovei. The third shittah is the shittah of Bach, which is not even brought down over here. Mishnah Berurah doesn't bring it down. Mashma that it's not chesh for Bachlal. You only do Ritzei. You started on Shabbos. That's what you do. You go pass Aras Chalas and Suda, and you only say Ritzei. That wasn't a Shaila Bachlal. What Lamaisa should this woman do? So the Mishnah Berurah is not Machriya. Mishnah Berurah is not Machriya, and that's why the best thing to do is like Reuven learned. Don't do anything that's in the air of the Shaila beforehand. The Mashmois is a little bit from the Mishnah Berurah. Kinu Das Hamagan Avram Vahar Beachrinim. Is to say, V'yesh Amrim, not that way. The Mashmois, a little bit of Mishnah Berurah is to do like the Magen Avraham says, to do just the Yalav Yovei. Just the Yalav Yovei. Now, the halacha is, even if a person forgot to say Ritzei by Shalash Shudis, the halacha is he doesn't go back. He doesn't go back. And Mamela, even if you leave out your Ritzei and you're supposed to say it, you're still not going to have to go back. You really could say it also. What's going to be so terrible if you say it? Mice, you're saying it, it's after Shabbos and shouldn't be saying it, maybe it's a zero. So don't do something which is a stiro, and sabi sa you're going to be yaitza. That would be lechur the mashmoyes of Mishnah Berurah. What a person should do in such a case. Now, though Reuven thought he was such a hot shot, Reuven got up to benching, and he forgot Ritzei. He forgot Ritzei. After all that he should only have to say Ritzei. He forgot Ritzei. Over there, Shlaima Kadosh Shemayim Ramenu. Baruch Adosh Hashem, B'nei Rachmanim Shlaima Amin. Now what do I do? Now what do I do? You don't say Ritzei. So if you don't say Ritzei, you don't have to go back if you don't say Ritzei. Do you say Baruch Hashem Nathan Shabbos V'Tayim Yisrael? Do you say that or not? The halacha is, yeah, you do say it. You do say it. Even though you don't go back, but no different than Rosh Chodesh. The same way Rosh Chodesh, you're not mechuyev to go back if you've got Yalav Yalvay, and nevertheless to say Baruch Hashem for the Rosh Chodeshim, so too over here. What's the difference though? Do you say, are you chaysim Baruch Hashem Mekadesh HaShabbos? On Rosh Chodesh, since you don't have to go back, you're not chaysim. You say that Baruch Hashem, you're not chaysim. However, says the Mishnah Berurah, says the Bir Halacha really speaks it out. He says, Vade in Shal Shudit. He says, for sure, since Shabbos Be'etzim is the Zman that you're Mechuyiv in Pas, even though this specific Suda, maybe you're not Mechuyiv, but there are Rishonim even that hold you are Mechuyiv Shal Shudit, for sure. Memela, you should be Choysim. In this case, you should be Choysim. You should say the Baruch Atah Hashem, and you should be Choysim. However, it really depends when he benches or not. Depends when he benched. Did he bench before Shkia or did he bench after Shkia? If he benched after Shkia, then the next Bir Halacha says that if you started, he says if it's after Shkia, he says Mikol Mokim Shachach Lazkiv Niskir Kredim Shapazcha Batei VeMitiv Nearly She'ain Mavarach Hashanasan. Once you're ready after Shkia, dafka if you're before Shkia. If you're before Shkia, and it's Shal Shudis, and you forgot, then you say the Baruch Hashem Nassan, and you could be Chaytim. However, it's after Shkia in this case, Over Yumoy, Batul, Karbonoi, and Enech Nami, Taka doesn't say the Baruch Hashem Nassan, but he doesn't have to go back because it's Shal Shudis.